Christmas has come and gone, I think. While preparing this sermon this week, a question kept running through my mind. Why did Jesus come to earth in the first place? Humanity was so wicked, so evil. It seemed like that it would have been a lot easier had he just said, poof, and just done away with all of us. But he didn't do that. It was possibly what we deserved to happen. But aren't you glad today that it didn't? I think that our text today provides some answers to some questions that we have all asked over time. And I think that our study of the Word will clarify some misconceptions that we have all had about certain things. My text today comes from Galatians, the 4th chapter, verses 4 through 7. When the fullness of time had come, God sent his Son, born of woman, born under the law, in order to redeem those who were under the law, so that we might receive adoption as children. And because you are children, God has sent his Spirit of his Son into the world, into our hearts, crying, Abba, Father. So you are no longer a slave, but a child. And if a child, then also an heir through God. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. If I should put a title to my sermon today, it would be, Are You Adopted? And I thought about a lot of different things about adoption. Daniel and I have a little dog, and we adopted her. We got her from an animal rescue center. And she's part border collie and part something. But she's like part of our family. She's our baby. Oh, but we had to pay for her. And we had to agree to certain conditions. But she's ours. Her name on her papers is Princess Alford. When you adopt a child, that child gets your name. That child is yours. Today's study of the Word emphasizes the fact that the initiative for our salvation rests with God. That in order to save us, God had to send his only Son into the world. This Son had to become one of us. He had to become part of humanity so that we could have eternal life. In our scripture in Galatians chapter 4, a lot's happening. We see that we find out in this scripture what makes the Apostle Paul tick. We also find out in this scripture what ticks the Apostle Paul off. So Paul is human, just like we are. And we see today what makes him function the way he functions. And we see what ticks him off. We all have things that tick us off. Well, Paul in our scripture today hit the jackpot. He was genuinely ticked off. In all of Paul's letters that he wrote to the various churches throughout the New Testament, he always started out, and dear brothers and sisters in Christ. And he went on and on and on to thank God for these brothers and sisters in Christ. He didn't do that in Galatians. He started out with the dear brothers and sisters in Christ. But he became abrupt and he became very stern. He's not happy with what's going on in the cities of Galatia. The people in Galatia, the country or the county, was compiled of a lot of different little towns. And these people were mostly Gentiles. They were former pagan people that had accepted Christ under a previous ministry and visit from the Apostle Paul when he visited Galatia. But what was really ticking Paul off at this point in time was the fact that there was a new teaching going out. They were teaching something that was contrary to what Paul had initially taught them about Jesus Christ. It wasn't compatible. It was two different things was going on here. Paul says, this is not right. There were teachers that were going around and teaching the people that because they were not Jews, these people in Galatia were pagan people. They were not Jewish people. And these Jewish teachers was coming in and saying, the only way that you can be saved is if you conform and do things the Jewish way. We Jews have always done it this way. And in order for you to be saved, you've got to do it this way too. That would be just like a visitor coming into our church here at Bethel. And because they do not see things the way we see it, they do not do things the way we do it, well, y'all just ain't right. We're going to have to change things. You're going to have to conform to our way of doing things. But we're looking at a Jewish nation of people here that had done the same things the same way ever since Moses back there in the wilderness. How many hundred years prior to this? They had always done things the same way. But Paul's saying, because of Christmas, because of the birth of this Jesus Christ, things have changed. Amen. Things don't have to be that same way anymore. There's been a new light that has been cast on this situation. So we have two groups of people here that Paul is talking about. In the first part of verse 4, when the fullness of time had come, God sent his son. You know, Paul was a pretty smart fella. He knew his history, he knew his theology, and he knew what God had promised Israel. Verse 5 tells us that Jesus was sent to redeem those under the law. And here Paul is referring to the Jewish people who read the Jewish Bible or the Torah every day as a demonstration that they belong to the community of God. Well, you know what? That proves a very valid point. We may read our Bible every day of our life and reject the Messiah. We could read our Bible every day of our life and still be eternally lost. So we have two groups of people here. We have people that are still waiting for the Messiah to come. And then we have this group of people that accepted Jesus Christ as being the Messiah because he was the Messiah. He was the King of Kings. He was the Lord of Lords. And they believed what he said. Paul had taught these people that there is no longer a Jew or a Greek. There's no longer a slave. There's no longer just a free person. There's no longer a male or a female person. But we are all one in Jesus Christ. That's in Galatians 3:28. God sent his Son that we could have everlasting life, that we could have eternal life. If it were not for Christmas, if Jesus had not come, what would our status in life be? More importantly, what would our status be before God? Paul made it perfectly clear in Romans, the 3rd chapter, verse 23, that all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. None of us, not a single one of us, can live rightly under the law of the Old Testament. All of us, every one of us, are in need of redemption today. And because of Christmas, because of the birth of Jesus Christ, we can have this redemption. This redemption is possible, is available to every one of us. In verses 5, 6, and 7 of our text today, we see our status in life change. Because of the birth of Christ, we can be adopted into the family of God. God sent the Spirit of His Son into our hearts, crying, Abba, Father. That was in our text today. It's also found in Romans 8, 16, and 17. We are no longer a slave to the devil, but we are a child of God. And if you are a child of God today, you are an heir through God. It's one thing for God to tell us that we're adopted, that we're now children of the family of God. That's great. That sounds good. But it's another thing for him to give us evidence that we are his children. The evidence that God gives us today is the indwelling of the Holy Spirit in our life. That Spirit that comes into our hearts when we accept Jesus Christ as our Savior. Because we are the sons and the daughters of God, God has sent into our hearts the Spirit of His Son. A sure sign of adoption is the leading of the Holy Spirit in all areas of our life. Having the Holy Spirit is the seal of adoption. We take on the likeness of God. That makes us His in an evil world. We are God-directed and God-like as His children. But guess what? That's not the end of the story. The story doesn't stop here. When God adopts us as His children, He anoints us. When a man and woman adopt a child, they give that child their name. And that child becomes their heir or one of their heirs. But they cannot give that child their own disposition and their own characteristics. However, when we are adopted into the family of God, when God adopts us, He sanctifies us and He gives us a new name and a new nature. He turns the lion that's within us into a lamb. He works such a change in us that it's, as Paul said it in 2 Corinthians 5:17, he says, we are a new creation. When we are adopted into the family of God, it's as if there's a whole nother soul, another being that has come to reside in this body. We can never, ever in this lifetime measure up to God's moral standard of righteousness, much less achieve any righteousness of our own. Living under the law, we live under a curse, under the judgment of the law. But under the grace of Jesus Christ, we are adopted into the family of God. We are promised that we will have life and life everlasting. We're promoted to the status of being an heir with Jesus Christ. We're all of a sudden brothers and sisters with Jesus Christ. We have a new name that is written down in heaven. Our status has changed. Are we then angels? Nah, I don't think so. No, we're not an angel. Being an angel would be nice. But do you know if you become an angel, you're taking a demotion in rank? Because by being a child of the living God, you are brothers and sisters with Jesus Christ. Angels are great. Angels are glorious. Angels can sing. I can't sing. I'm human. You don't want me to sing. I promise you, but one day I will be able to sing. I will be able to sing with the angels. I will be able to stand there or kneel there before Jesus, before my Heavenly Father, and thank Him for allowing me to be adopted into that heavenly family. I can't help but become speechless when I think about that one day we will all, if we are adopted into this family of God that I'm talking about, we will all be able to sing around the throne of God. We will all be able to rejoice before the Lamb that was slain for us. We can bow down and we can worship Him, because He is the King of kings and the Lord of lords. Amen. When we accept the words of Jesus Christ, God actually adopts us into His household. All of us that formerly were evil, that did things that we should not have done. We allowed our lives to be controlled by Satan. All of that is done away with. When we're adopted by God, He gives us the free gift of life. We are entitled then to all of the privileges and blessings of being a son or daughter of God. Have you been adopted today? Think about it. Have you accepted the words of Jesus Christ? Are your sins forgiven? Are you an heir with Christ for eternity? Your adoption papers were signed when Christ was born. They were notarized when he shed his blood on Calvary for our sins. All you have to do today is to ask God to forgive you of your sins and then ask Jesus to come into your heart and to make you whole. Won't you do that today? Won't you claim your inheritance? God is so good to us.